弟兄姐妹们早上好。
Greetings, brothers and sisters.
今天早上感谢主又给我们一个机会可以在他面前聚集。
We thank the Lord for giving us another opportunity to gather before his presence.
让我们先来读一些神的话。
And let us together read the word of God.
第一处章节是在诗篇132篇第五到第九节。
First, in Psalm 132, verse 5 to 9.
只等我为耶和华寻得所在，为雅各的大能者寻得居所。
Till I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the mighty one of Jacob.
我想我们中英文一起来读好不好？下面
从第六到第九。Can we read it together in the tongue that you are familiar with?
我们听说约柜在以法他。
We came upon the hills of Jar. Let us go to his dwelling place. Let us worship at his footstool, saying, Arise, Lord, and come to your resting place, you and the ark of your might. May your priests be clothed with your righteousness. May your faithful people sing for joy.
然后第二处章节是在启示录二十一章第三节。
And second is in Revelation chapter 21, verse 3.
好，我们还是一起来读。
Read it together. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with men, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God.
做他们的神。好，感谢主。弟兄姐妹们，主很快就要再来。
We thank the Lord. Our Lord is indeed coming soon.
急或不来，在这个地上每一个人，我们都不能掌握明天。
Even if that's not the case, none of us knew what tomorrow holds.
因为在我们中间，最近有一位亲爱的弟兄突然被主接走。
And there's a beloved brother among us who recently just received and went to be with the Lord.
他是一个亲爱的丈夫，也是一个亲爱的父亲。
And he's a dear husband and also a dear father.
与主同在是好的无比的。
Indeed, to be with the Lord is far better than anything else.
但我们现在还在地上的人要意识到时间紧迫。
But for us who are still on this earth, we need to sense the urgency of time.
要为永远的国度预备。
We need to prepare for that everlasting kingdom.
那我们怎么预备呢？
So how do we prepare ourselves?
在准备今天这个分享的时候，我有很多的意念。
As I was preparing for this message, there are many thoughts in my mind.
因为还有好多我要转变的地方。
Because there are so many areas of my life I need to be changed.
还有太多我们要学习的地方。
And too many areas that I need to learn.
所以神这个时候给我一个感觉，安静下来。
And therefore, the Lord tell me, be still.
如果只有一个追求的话，那应该是什么？
If you only have one pursuit, then what should I be?
所以上周弟兄也提醒我们。
And last week, our brother has reminded us.
全教会每个肢体应该有同样的一个爱慕。
We are all members of one body, and we should have that one pursuit.
要在乎神到底要什么。
And that is, we need to care for what God desires.
所以这时候我就想到约柜。
And this calls me to think of the Ark of the Covenant.
约柜是神的心意在这个地上最具体的一个表现。
For me, the Ark of the Covenant is the most represented thing.Of God's presence,
尤其是在旧约来看的话
especially in the Old Testament,
没有之一，是唯一的，是没有可比的。
It's not just one of the representation, but it is the only representation.
而且在整本圣经，在地上的人中间
and among all the characters in the Bible,
除了主耶稣自己以外，只有一个人，神对他有这样一个评价。
Besides the Lord Jesus Christ, God.Only testify such a way to just one person.
这个人他是追寻我心意的人。
This is a person who is after my own heart.
中文是翻成合我心意的人。
In the Chinese translation, it's translated to, this is the person that fitted my heart desire.
那这个人呢，就是旧约里面以色列的君王大卫。
And this person, we know, is a king of Israel, King David.
所以今天我跟大家交通的题目就是大卫与约柜。
So today my topic is David and the Ark.
作为开口的弟兄们我们现在需要被提醒。
And as a mouthpiece for the Lord, often I need to be reminded.
我们的交通应该是照着没有明天一样来全力交通。
We shall preach in such a way there is no tomorrow.
没有用力过度的这个感觉。
And we shall truly exhaust ourselves.
呀，如果大家觉得我很吃力的话，请大家要原谅我，因为我今天要非常的用力。
Do forgive me if I sound tired, but I tried.With my might.
Yeah, 感谢主已经有美好的诗歌为我们有这个开头。
And we thank the Lord for giving us a wonderful hymn to start with.
那对于听的弟兄姐妹们，我只敢请求，不敢要求。
And to all the listening brothers and sisters, I dare not to require you of this, but I'm implore with you.
你照着只有今天这样来听。
We shall listen and accept in such a way that today is the last day.
来领受。
And we shall receive it.
好，那我们现在有一个祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
主啊，帮助我们。
Lord, help us.
没有一个人配。
There's no one that's worthy.
主啊，但是你却照着你的恩典跟你的能力来护庇我们。
And yet, according to your grace and power, you cover each one of us.
帮助我们在下面的时间里面，不光了解你的心意。
Help us in the following time, not only we know of your heart desire,
而且我们愿意把自己摆上,
but we are willing to offer ourselves
来跟随你的心意,
to follow your heart desire.
愿你的旨意成就,
May your will be accomplished.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名,
we pray all this in the name of Jesus.
Amen. 好，今天我跟大家分享呢，按下面这个顺序来分享。
So I will share with you in the following order.
我们先讲约柜。
That we'll first talk about the ark.
约柜就是神与人同在。
And the ark is representing God is dwelling among men.
那在分享的时候，我会讲跟大家来分享什么是约柜。
And I will share with you what is the ark.
在我们中间还有福音朋友。
And we do have gospel friends among us.
所以我们需要来看一看到底什么是约柜。
So we need to understand what is the ark.
然后我们来看约柜代表神一个永远的心意。
And we also need to know the representation of ark, how it's representing his everlasting heart desire.
然后第二部分我们来看大卫与约柜的故事。
And next we will actually look at the story between David and the ark.
我们先来看大卫他如何来寻找、来运送、来安放约柜。
And we will come to know how David, he sought after, he transported, and how he settled the ark.
然后我们来看在这一切之中显出了大卫他有什么样特别的一点。
And from these doings, hopefully it will help us to see the special characters that's in David's heart.
就是他有一颗完全的心。
And that is he has a complete heart for the Lord.
然后我们再来看大卫他怎么样能够在外面还有一个表现。
And also from his outward actions.
这个表现就是顺从。
May we see that he is obedient.
顺从就是凡事遵行神的旨意。
And that is he is the one who do everything according to the will of God.
最后我们总结的时候来看一看今天我们当如何。
And as a summary, then we shall consider for ourselves, what shall we do?
所以我们先来看约柜。
So let's consider the ark.
今天没有时间细讲，只能简单讲。
And we cannot go into the details.
约柜是用皂荚木做的一个柜子。
So the Ark of the Covenant is made of acacia wood.
里外都包上金金。
And inside and out is layered with a pure gold.
然后这个柜子的盖子上有一个板叫做施恩座。
And on top of this box is the lid. And it's called the mercy seat.
然后施恩座上面还有两个张开翅膀的基路伯的雕像。
And on top is the wings of the cherubim.
它遮盖这个施恩座。
And its wings cover the mercy seat.
那约柜里面这个柜子要装什么呢？
And what is inside of the ark?
装的是约板。
And that is the tablet.
就是神呢用他的指头在石板上写下的十诫。
And it's the tablet where with the finger of God he wrote down the Ten Commandments.
这个石板它上面写的是就是律法。
And so these two stone tablets, they are also the tablet of law.
所以这个约板呢，有时候也叫法板。
So this tablet of law.
然后它代表神的命令、神的旨意。
So it represents God's command and His will.
在里面显出来就是神自己的性情。
And what's the law represent? And it's the nature of God.
就是他的圣洁，他的公义，还有他的爱。
It's His pureness, His holiness, righteousness, and love.
十诫似乎是一条条诫命啊，你要做什么，不要做什么。
To us, sometimes the Ten Commandments tells us what we should do and what we should not.
但其实每一条后面都是爱。
But honestly, behind every single law is filled with love.
律法的总纲就是爱。
For the love summarizes all the law.
那法版如果代表神自己的话，神就是爱。
So, if the tablet of love represents God, and God is love.
但是在人堕落犯罪之后，不遵守神的命令。
But after the falling of man, we cannot obey God's command.
也达不到这个爱的要求。
And we cannot fulfill the requirement of this love.
所以因此就不能靠近圣洁公义的神。
Therefore, we cannot draw near to this God who is holy and righteous.
神赐下这个约版之后，
So after God has given us this tablet,
他就说我会在约柜的二基路伯之间，在施恩座上与你们相见。
His promise was that he will meet us in between the cherubims on this mercy seat.
Yeah, 施恩座讲的就是神的恩典。
So mercy seat, it talks about God's mercy.
神在爱里面安排我们这些不配的人可以到他自己的面前。
In His grace and His love, He allows us who are unworthy to come before Him.
来指引他们当做的事。
And He will direct us in His way.
用自己的能力来成全这样的人。
And it is with His own power He will enable us.
当然当时神指示摩西建造约柜之后，又指示他建造帐幕来安放约柜。
And after God has showed Moses the pattern to build the ark, He also showed him the pattern to build the tabernacle.
那帐幕里面也有很多的物件，我们也没有时间一一的去细说。
And there are many items in the tabernacle, and we cannot go into details.
那祭司就是在里面有很多的服饰，把人带到神面前。
But we know that there's a service of the priests, and their purpose is to bring men to God.
如果神与人同在的话，就带来荣耀，带来能力。
If God is with men, then it brought forth power and glory.
而且引领神的百姓啊，可以征战得胜。
And it shall lead men into battle and a victory.
所以约柜在百姓中间的时候，见证了神。所以约柜也被称为见证的柜。
So therefore, when ark is among men, it's also referred as the ark of the testimony, for it testified about God.
所以约柜代表神主动要与人来相会。
So ark represents that God took the initiative to meet with men.
他要住在人中间。
For God desired to dwell among the men.
所以简单来说，约柜就是神与人同在。
So simply put, ark is that God is with men.
那约柜呢，代表的是神永远的一个心意。
And what the ark represents is God's everlasting heart desire.
其实，在创世以先，神就已经拣选了人。
Even before the creation of the world, God has already chosen man.
他要让人跟他在一起。
He desired for man to be with him.
因此他造了亚当。
Therefore, he created Adam.
但是亚当犯罪就躲避了。
But when Adam has sinned, he hides.
神就呼唤他。
And God called out to him.
说你在哪里？
Where are you, Adam?
我小时候啊，曾经因为我父母在外地，所以我住在我姑姑姑丈家里面。
When I was young, because my parents are away, so I was living with my aunts and uncle.
所以我姑姑就是细漫漫，细漫漫，是长沙话。然后呢，有一天我就小时候五六岁，就是丁个子呆，就是一很小的时候，我就离家出走。
So once when I was about 5 or 6, I ran away from home.
然后那天已经天黑了。
And on that night, it was already dark.
那我姑姑姑丈就到处去找我。
And my uncle, they are looking for me.
那声音我今天都忘不了。
And their voice calling out, to this day, I cannot forget.
他们从房间周围再到操场，再到外面。
And from the house to the school to the outside, they are calling out.
长沙话我记得不多了。
I don't remember much of this.
但是那几句话我都记得。
But I remember every single word.
就叫我的名字，冰阿子，你在哪里噻？
还 海滨 ，Where are you？
弟兄能听懂。那下面这句再试一试，冰伢子
，Little 海滨。嗯，
嗰所街咯
，The one I love。
就说到底发生了什么
？What happened？
你到底怎么了
？What happened to you？
冰伢子，你在哪里咯
？And where are you？
嗰所街咯。
Tell me where you are.
你到底怎么了
？Tell me what happened to you.
如果什么时候你失掉一个很宝贵的东西
，If we ever had the experience of losing something precious to us，
你就能体会神当时那个呼唤跟心情。
Then we are able to sympathize with God's calling and His heart.
所以他在旧约的时候就跟人立约。
So therefore, in the Old Testament, He set up this covenant.
他说我守约我把我自己的荣耀屈尊在一个小小的帐幕里面来跟你们相会
And this is the covenant of the Lord He limited His glory in this finite tabernacle to be with men
当以色列人成为神子民之后
And after the Israelites become God's people
那约柜一直是他们敬拜生活的中心
The ark is the center of their living and worship
在所有重要的战役里面，约柜也跟着他们出征。
And in all the major battle, the ark, gone out with them.
那今天旧约里面的约柜早已经消失无踪了。
And today we know that the ark of the Old Testament is no longer to be found.
不管人怎么去寻找
，doesn't matter how hard that the man try to find it.
找不到
，it cannot be found.
好莱坞编故事，你们不要去信。
The story from Hollywood, you know, do not.Believing them.
那约柜今天在哪里
？So where is the ark of the covenant?
我们的主耶稣就是约柜。
Our Lord Jesus Christ, He is the ark.
在约翰福音一章十四节这么讲。
In John 1:14 tells us,
道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
The Word became flesh, dwelt among us.
充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
And we beheld His glory.
那这个在我们中间，其实很多地方它的。意思或者原文他讲的就是支搭帐幕在人间
and this glory is referring to the tabernacle of the Most High
so
He is among us
是神成了人的样子住在我们中间他支搭帐幕在我们中间
and that glory is the Almighty the All-Glorious God He set His tabernacle among men
主耶稣他是完全的人
Our Lord Jesus, He is 100% man.
这是皂荚木来代表的。
And that represented by the acacia wood.
这是他的人性。
And this is His human nature.
他又是完全的神。
But yet He is also 100% God.
里外都包金，代表他里面这个神的生命。
The inside and out layer with a pure gold is the nature of God.
他外面也有神的表现。
Outwardly, He has the action.
他充满恩典。
Is full of grace.
凡是到他面前的，他都能拯救到底。
Anyone who comes before him, he is able to save.
让人与神和好。
Reconcile man to God.
这是施恩座。
And that's mercy seat.
他充满真理。
And he's full of truth.
神一切的命令和旨意都在他里面可以成就。
All of God's law and requirements are fulfilled in him.
他就是约柜。
He is the ark of the covenant.
他也是帐幕。
He is also the tabernacle.
刚才我们已经读到在启示录二十一章第三节
，and earlier we read Revelation 21:3.
那是在圣经末了的一个地方。
And that's a verse from the end of the Bible.
让我们看到神永远的旨意完成之后那个图画。
And it shows us the picture when the heart desire of the Lord is completely fulfilled.
神的帐幕在人间。
And that is the tabernacle.Of God is among men.
那是一个将来的图画，也是个永远的图画。
It is a picture in the future, but it's an everlasting picture.
好，那现在第二方面，我们来看看大卫跟约柜的故事。
And second, we'll actually look at the story between David and the ark.
如果约柜代表神永远的心意的话
，If the ark of the covenant represents God's everlasting heart desire,
那就有一个。合乎他永远心意的人，在乎他永远心意的人。
Then there should be one who cares for the heart desire of the Lord.
如果我们像大卫一样的话
，If we are like a King David，
今天也应该让主耶稣成为我们生活的中心。
Then today we shall allow Lord Jesus to be the center of our living.
所以今天我们从大卫这个真实的人物身上来学一学，怎么样让神的心意成就。
So may we learn from David how to allow the will of God to be accomplished in our lives.
如果讲到约柜，在大卫出生前，约柜就曾经被掳到以色列的敌人腓利士人中间。
If we talk about the story of the Ark of the Covenant, before David's birth, the Ark was lost and to be captured by the enemy, in Philistine's hand.
圣经告诉我们，那是因为以色列百姓犯罪拜偶像，然后神就极其发怒。
And the Bible tells us it's because the Israelites they have provoked the Lord. They worship the idol in high places.
然后神就离开他的帐幕。
And God was furious, and He abhorred the Israelites, so He left His tabernacle.
又把他的约柜交给人掳去。
And He delivered His ark into captivity.
把他的荣耀交在敌人手中。
And His glory was handed over into the enemy's hand.
约柜虽然后来很快就被运回到以色列人中间。
Even though shortly after the ark was returned to the Israelites.
但是以色列人很快就把他忘记了。
But Israelites forgot about the ark very quickly.
没人关心。
No one cared.
大卫做王之后，整个以色列国都步入正轨了。
And after King David, took reign, the whole country, they became on track.
就更是没人觉得有这个需要了。
Therefore, not even, not more so, people really need the Lord.
但是大卫这个人很特别。
But David is very special.
他来寻找约柜。
He sought after the ark.
那时候只有他一个人在乎约柜。
Only one person, David, sought after the ark.
因为他要神住在他们中间。
Because he desired for God's presence to dwell among the people.
所以大卫在基列耶林就找到了。
So therefore, David found the ark at Jerith-Kirim.
带领30,000人就欢欢喜喜去迎接他。
And he took.With him 30,000 men to welcome back the ark.
这个时候故事停在这儿很美，是不是？
Now, isn't this a wonderful story?
但是中间就出错了。
But some mistake was made.
以色列人呢是用牛车来运这个约柜。
The Israelites they transport the ark with an oxen cart.
所以这个牛车到了基顿的禾场，也叫拿亘的禾场的时候。
And when the oxen cart came to Kidon, to the threshing floor of Kidon,
这个牛突然就失了前蹄，就跌倒了。
The oxen has a stumble,
或者说惊跳
，or it was shocked.
Yeah. 然后有一个人叫乌撒，是护送约柜的。
And there's a man, his name is Usa.
他就伸手来扶这个约柜。
So he held out his hand to hold the ark.
然后圣经记载，耶和华向他发怒，就把他击杀在约柜旁边。
And the Bible recorded that God has struck him down.
特别讲到他死在神面前。
And it's talk about he died before the Lord.
那大卫当时呢，就心里面非常的愁烦。
So when that happened, David was troubled.
原文是讲他很不高兴。
Or David became angry.
Yeah.那就把那个地方就起个名字叫做比列斯乌撒，直到今日。
And he named that place Perez Uzza to this day.
就说基本上说乌撒就在这儿被杀的。
And it means Uzza was died here.
而且大卫就惧怕神了。
And because of it, David was afraid of God.
他说我迎约柜到我这儿来，我怎么可能呢？
So he said to himself,How can I bring the ark of God to me?
这时候约柜就被转运到一个人叫俄别以东的家里。
So, therefore, the ark of the covenant was temporarily sent to the household of Obed-Edom.
那我们先来看看这个禾场代表什么呢？
And let us look at, what's the meaning of this threshing floor?
禾场一直都是代表祭坛，代表十字架的。
Threshing floor often represent the altar, also the cross.
十字架就是神的旨意跟人的旨意在那儿交战的地方。
The cross is where the will of God and the will of man is met.
到底是顺从神还是顺从人？
Are we obedient to the will of man or obedient or obedient to the will of God.
只要出于人的，十字架一定要去除，要杀死。
If anything that's from man, it has to be dealt with by the cross.
只要是出于肉体的，不能过十字架。
Anything that's coming from the flesh, it has to be dealt with the cross.
所以用牛车运是有问题的。
So there's a problem when we transporting with the oxen cart.
用你的手去摸约柜是有问题的。
With the man's hand to hold the ark, there's a problem.
而且我们今天的经历就是一到十字架面前就失败，不是吗？
And our experience is such that when we come before the cross in our flesh, we fail.
行不通啊。
There's no way.
所以这是我们应该学习的。
So this is something for us to learn from.
但是虽然大卫在约柜的事上一开始就不顺利，神却喜悦他这样做。
So even though David has this rough start, but God is really delighted in his heart desire.
所以在约柜暂住的俄别以东家就大蒙祝福。
So the Lord blessed the household of Obed-Edom.
然后大卫也看到了。
And David saw that.
他就来求问神。
So he came to inquire.
知道了失败的根源呢。
Then he found out why or what the mistake was.
在历代志上十五章十三节说，因你们先前没有抬这约柜，按定例求问耶和华我们的神，所以他刑罚我们。
In 1 Chronicles 15:13 tells us, because you did not carry it at first, the Lord our God made an outburst against us.Since we did not seek him according to the ordinance.
所以这个法柜，这个见证的柜是要立位人用肩膀来抬的。
So this ark of the covenant is to be carried on the shoulder of the Levite.
后来大卫把这个约柜暂时接到他自己所住的锡安城的帐幕里面。
And so afterwards, David received the ark of the Ark of the Covenant into the city of David.
神特别喜爱这个帐幕。
And God is pleased.
圣经里面提到的不多。
Even though there is not too many recording of it.
但起码有两处神说，提到神说，我要重建大卫倒塌的帐幕。
But there are two places where God said, I will raise up the tabernacle of David, which has fallen.
也没有时间去讲了。
I don't have time to go into details.
但是那个时候大卫还是不满足。
But David's heart was not satisfied.
因为他觉得我住的地方这么美好，但是神约柜却住在帐幕这么简陋的地方。
Because David considered that he lived in the palace, but yet God dwells in the tent.
所以这时候大卫心里面就想要建造一个圣殿。
So David had the heart that he wanted to build a temple.
他要神与约柜一同进入到一个更加永久的安息之所。
He desired for the Lord and the Ark to enter into a permanent dwelling place.
弟兄姐妹们，今天我们中间有谁是把神的需要摆在我们自己的需要上面的呢？
Brother, sister, whom among us has placed God's need above our own need?
而且因此而不满足的呢？
And because of such, we are not satisfied.
所以让我们仔细思想。
So really, let us consider.
虽然大卫有这样的心意，但神却不允许他建殿。
Even though David has such a desire, but God did not allow him to build the temple.
大卫一样顺服。
Yet David he was obedient.
他感谢神的恩典。
And he even gave thanks to the Lord.
在不久之后啊，大卫出于骄傲就数点以色列的百姓。
And after this, out of David's pride, he numbered the people.
以色列有70,000人死于神惩罚的瘟疫。
And because of this act, 70,000 died.
因为那个瘟疫。
Because of the plague.
那大卫呢，就在阿尔南的禾场上献祭。
And David later on offered burnt offering on the threshing floor of Ornan.
这个禾场又是有两个名字。他叫阿尔南，也叫亚劳拿。
And there are two names. One is Ornan, and the other one is
Arana.
Yeah.
Arana.
Aranak.
Arana. 也没时间去讲了。
Sorry, I don't have time to go into the meaning.
但是就在这里面呢，大卫找到一个建殿的地点了。
But it is here that David found the building place.
因为他惧怕神，他不敢去求问神。那个时候，他惧怕耶和华使者的刀。
Because of the judgment, David was afraid of the sword of the angel.
但是在阿尔南的禾场上，又是在十字架面前，他看到神赦免了，神有恩典。
But at the threshing floor of Ornan, he saw the cross, and underneath the cross is mercy.
所以他虽然不能建殿，但是他首先找到了建殿的地点。
So even though he's not allowed to build a temple, but he found a holding place for the temple.
大卫那时候就说，这就是耶和华的殿，为以色列人献燔祭的坛。他指着那个禾场讲。
David pointed out to the threshing floor that this is the house of the Lord God, and this is the altar burnt offering for Israel.
那再之后呢，大卫又犯了一个大罪。
And after this, David sinned yet again.
啊，他是在乌利亚的事上犯罪。
And he sinned against Uriah.
他杀了，啊，他首先跟乌利亚的妻子行淫，然后呢，又借口啊做假见证，就杀了乌利亚，就是这个八十八的妻子。
And he had an adulterous affair. He had an adulterous affair with Bathsheba, and because of this, he also murdered Uriah, who is the husband.
所以神审判他。
And therefore, God has judgment upon him.
后来他悔改。
But David repented.
神赦免了大卫。
God forgave David.
而且让他生了一个儿子叫所罗门。
And a son was born to him and Bathsheba. The name was Solomon.
这个所罗门的名字是什么意思呢？
And the meaning of Solomon.
平安。
Is peace.
这件事平安了。
And this matter is made a peace with the Lord.
Amen. 圣经上面也记载啊，说神甚至让借着拿单赐给所罗门另外一个名字。
And even there's a recording that Nathan the prophet was sent by the Lord to give another name to Solomon.
叫耶底底亚，因为耶和华爱他。
And his name is Jedidiah.Which means loved by the Lord.
所以在这么大的罪恶之后，大卫又从神得了一个建殿的人。
So even after the fall of David, such a great sin, but yet God received a man who is able to build a temple.
那我们都知道这个故事，所罗门就是建圣殿的人。
And we all know the story that Solomon is the one that built the temple.
但是所罗门建殿的一切的样式都是大卫教导他的。
But we know that Solomon he built the temple according to the pattern shown by David.
那在最后的时候，大卫来鼓励以色列人献上所有的这些材料。
And David also encouraged all the people to offer up the materials to build the temple.
就大卫自己也献上许多的金银这些财宝。
David he himself prepared many of the gold, silver, and the materials.
这些成为建殿的材料。
And these are the building material for the temple.
那很多弟兄讲啊，其实大卫自己就是最好的建殿的材料，他把自己献上了。
And in reality, David he himself is that building material that he offered.
啊，后面还有好多故事，怎么样他的儿子背叛，怎么样他约柜要跟随，但是他却没有让约柜跟随。
And there are many other stories like how his son. Rebuilt, and also how the ark to be followed, but they didn't follow.
但今天我们就借着刚才所读到的这些，来看看大卫他的特点是什么。
But let us do what we read to understand the special characteristic of David.
因为我们已经看到啊，在他的追求的里面，约柜是他生命的中心。
For we already saw that Ark of the Covenant is in the center of his life.
通过大卫的故事，我们知道这个人也是非常的丰富哈。
Through David, we know that he lived a very storied life.
他又勇敢又有能力。
He's courageous and he is mighty.
巨人哥利亚，他一个孩子都能打败。
He's able to defeat Goliath even as a child.
他有聪明才智，年轻的时候就做军长。
And he's wise, and he was a centurion when he was young.
而且他有怜悯，有恩典，很有度量。
And he is also merciful and has a great capacity to lead.
善待迫害他的扫罗和他的全家。
Even to the Saul who persecuted him, he was gracious towards them.
他虽然是勇士，也是君王，但同时又是诗人，又是音乐家。
He is not only a warrior king, but we also know he is a psalmist and he is a musician.
但所有这些优点在神的眼里都不突出。
But you know, all this special thing about David, God does not look upon them.
神不像人来看人，神看的是内心。
Because God does not look at man according to man's eye,
but God
looks at the heart.
我们可以学习不要太在乎人的眼光。
So therefore, we need to sometimes just take lightly.
因为所有的人，包括我们自己，都没有神那样的眼光。
Including our own opinion, because we do not see the way that God sees us.
不是说完全不顾别人。
And this doesn't give us a right to discard all the opinion.
但是得神喜悦更重要。
But it is far more important to be pleasing to the Lord.
所以中文诚实的心这个翻译其实不太准确。
And in the Chinese translation of the man who is fitting to my heart.
应该翻译成为完全的心。
It should be the one who has a complete heart.
Royal complete. Yes.
Royal complete.
完全的心就是百分之百的心。
And the royal and complete is a whole heart. 100%.
没有偏离，没有折扣。
There is no distraction and there is no shortchange.
神要的是向着他，没有偏心，没有分心。
God does not want us to deviate or to shortchange him.
不代表这个人不犯罪哈。
And this doesn't mean that we will not sin.
大卫犯过罪。
For David has sinned.
但是他就在犯罪的里面，心还是向着神。
But even when he sinned, his heart is still for the Lord.
因着他向着神，他悔改。
And because he's for the Lord, therefore he repented.
他去除这个跟神中间的障碍。
He will remove that hindrance between him and the Lord.
他也愿意从神手接受所有的惩罚。
And is willing to accept all the punishment from the Lord.
曾经神告诉他，你的罪要在光天化日之下被显露出来。
When the God told him that your hidden sin will be revealed to all.
他没有一点抗拒。
He did not resist.
诚实把自己交在神的手里。
But faithfully he entrusts himself completely to the Lord.
这是一个完全的心。
And this is a complete heart.
不管任何时候都向着神。
Regardless of the timing, he is for the Lord.
其实很多时候这个心是在人犯罪之后才显明出来的。
And often our heart, the true condition for our heart is revealed.
比如大卫之前的以色列王扫罗就没有完全的心。
And if we consider King Saul, who was a king before David,
他里面打折扣。
He will often shortchange the Lord.
命令只执行其中的一部分。
He only execute part of the Lord's command.
就算是百分之一不执行，那也是打了折扣。
Even if he executed 99%, then that 1%.It's still falling short.
最近有一个年轻的弟兄讲到他在工作里面跟同事们聊起来婚姻的事情。
Recently, a young brother has shared with me in regard their topic about marriage.
那些不信主的同事们呢，就说夫妻啊，就是各取所需。
And to the unbeliever at his workplace, they say that marriage is just people taking what they need.
按照每人的角色尽自己的职能就完了。
And they fulfill their responsibility, and that's it.
所以他们彼此感激，因为这是同伴呢，这是合作。
So they view this as a partnership.
但是这个年轻的弟兄说，我跟他们根本就聊不下去。
But this young brother said that he cannot continue the discussion with them.
因为他已经了解神所讲的婚姻是在爱里的。
Because he understood that the marriage, in God's eye, is in love.
爱的要求是百分之百的。
The requirement from love is 100%.
两方都向对方付出百分之百。
Both sides of the spouse, they are 100% for the other.
如果我们试想有一个作为我们作为丈夫或者妻子。
Just imagine this. If you are the husband or the wife.
然后你自己的配偶跟你讲。
And your spouse telling you.
我心里面百分之多少是给你的。
There's a certain percentage of my heart is for you.
但是还有一部分是给另外一个男人或女人的。
And yet there is a partial percentage for another man or a woman.
或者比较普遍的是，那个是我自己的。
Or that part of the heart is for myself.
你的感觉会是如何
？How would you feel?
如果人的话，世人我们就接受了。
If we are people of the world, we may simply accept.
但这不是能神能够有的意念。
But this is not the heart desire of the Lord towards marriage.
所以在诗篇里面，大卫表达了他那个最新的心意，最深的心意，还有他的追求。
So therefore, in the Psalms, David expressed his deepest longing and desire.
如果只有一件事
，one thing，
我要求，我还要求的
，I have desire of the Lord that I will seek.
是在诗篇二十七篇的第四节。
And this is Psalm 27:4。
有一件事我曾求耶和华，我还要寻求。
That one thing I desire,
我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。
That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold his beauty and inquire in his temple.
所以神亲自为大卫做见证，说他是合我心意的人。
And therefore God.Is able to testify for David that he is a man after my own heart.
换句话说，神心里想什么，就是大卫所追求的。
In another word, whatever that's in God's heart, David is seeking after.
那我现在再重复，神要的是跟人在一起。
And let me repeat this: God's desire is that he desire to dwell among men.
啊，那不光大卫有这样一个完全的心。
Not only David has such a heart.
他在外面的行动也是凡事顺从神的旨意。
The heart was on the inside and accompanied that is our action.
这是顺从。
And that is the obedience.
在顺从这个事上我们都有好多要学习的。
And there's much for us to learn in regard to obedience.
甚至是我们的心来欺骗我们说你已经很好了。
And how often we are deceived by our heart saying that we are good.
已经足够了。
And that's good enough.
但不知道为什么碰到实际的事情，我们还是没有显出来跟里面的心相称。
But often when the reality hits, is that our actions are not matching to the inward condition.
如果要学大卫，我们来学一件具体的事。
If we want to learn from David, then we need to learn this one thing.
第一件具体的是求问神。
And that is he inquired.Of the Lord.
这是他一生一个很显著的，也是看到的故事的里面的特点。
And this is one thing that's very obvious in David's life.
他被敌人追赶的时候求问神。
When he was pursued by the enemy, he asked the Lord.
他追赶敌人的时候也求问神。
When he was pursuing his enemy, then he also asked the Lord.
他说追不追得上呢
？Can I catch up to them?
然后他做王的时候，他说我可以上犹大的一个城吗？
And even when he was king, he would ask the Lord, "Shall I go to a city of
Judah? 到哪里做王
？Where shall I be crowned as the king?"
耶和华说可以。
And the Lord said yes.
大卫就说：“那我上哪一个城呢
？”And David would say, "Which city?"
神说：“希伯伦。
”And God says, "Hebron."
有的时候我很惊奇，圣经这么仔细。
Sometimes I marvel at how detailed the Bible is.
就好像不厌其烦呢，这个大卫，你一句话问完不就完了吗？
And it's as if the Lord doesn't mind all the details. David just asks one question, and that should be it.
对啊，我到哪儿做王？希伯伦，完了。
Where should I be? Hebron, and that's it.
但圣经这么记载，是不是说神很喜悦我们这样去麻烦他呢
？But the Bible recorded in such a way that God takes delight in us asking.
所以求问神是如此重要。
So.Inquiring the Lord is such important.
就算我们要遵有这个遵行神旨意的心，也需要知道神的旨意和他达成的方法是什么。
Not only we need to know the Lord's will, but we also know His way.
这也是扫罗失败的原因。
And this is where Saul has failed.
因为在圣经里面，圣经记载就说扫罗因为没有求问耶和华，所以神呢就把国归于耶西的儿子大卫。
And the Bible told us that because Saul did not inquire of the Lord, so therefore the kingdom was given to Jesse, to David, son of Jesse.
那你既然求问，就证明你已经预备好要听，要去遵行了。
So if you have asked the Lord, then that shows that you have the willingness to obey and follow.
所以对大卫也好，对我们今天也好，神最喜悦的就是一个人顺从。
So whether for David or for ourselves, what's pleased the Lord the most is obedience.
顺从可以带进约柜。
Obedience can bring the ark of the covenant.
把我们带进神的同在里面。
And it can bring us into the presence of the Lord.
带进他的同在里面。
Into his presence.
带进他的得胜的里面。
Into his victory.
那我们怎么样从大卫来学习顺从？他的这个秘诀，他为什么能这么顺从
？So what can we learn from David in regard to his secret and the power that enables him？
其实就是几个字：跟随圣灵。
And it really just come down to these few words: follow the Holy Spirit.
圣灵一直在那里指教他，成全他。
The Holy Spirit is instructing him and enabling him.
有仔细的弟兄姐妹肯定说，圣灵是新约才赐下的。
Some of you may have the question, wasn't the Holy Spirit given in the New Testament only?
好，那如果我们来读诗篇第五十一篇第十一节，这是大卫悔改的诗篇。
So, if we read the Psalm 51, verse 11, this is a psalm of repentance.
大卫说：“不要丢弃我，使我离开你的面，不要从我收回你的圣灵。”
David says, "Do not cast me away from your presence." Do not take your Holy Spirit from me.
有查考圣经的说，圣灵这个词，这个准确的词，在圣经里面第一次出现，其实就是在诗篇五十一篇。
Some people who study the Bible rigorously tell us that Psalm 51 verse 11, this is the first occurrence of Holy Spirit.
灵出来很早，在创世纪第一章第二节就讲到神的灵，但是圣灵这里是第一次提到。
The Spirit of God.Was mentioned in Genesis chapter 2, but Holy Spirit was first mentioned in Psalm 51.
或者说，大卫似乎在旧约开了一个特例。
It's almost like God made an exception for David in the Old Testament.
但我的领受就是新旧约，神要让我们知道这个原则是一样的。
But I felt that the Lord is telling us that the principle in Old Testament and New Testament they are the same.
就像圣经上面所记的，圣灵是赐给顺从之人的灵。
Just like the Word of God tells us that Holy Spirit is given to those who obey Him.
不管如何，所以大卫是一个认识圣灵的人。
No matter what, David is the one who knows the Holy Spirit.
他知道在乌利亚的事上，他大大得罪神了。
He knew that in regard to the matter of Uriah, he had sinned against the Lord.
因为这一次的不顺从带来很多悲惨的后果。
And because of this one sinful act, it brought many terrible consequences.
比如他儿子去乱伦，儿女乱伦。
For instance, the incest in between the children.
在儿子之间彼此残杀。
And murdering between the sons.
押沙龙他的儿子背叛。
And Absalom rebelled against him.
等等等等。
So on and so forth.
那我们看到一定会说，他对儿女的管教疏漏了。
So we might say that, that's because David wasn't a good father.
但是有没有可能他是伏在神的手下，承受那一次不顺从的后果呢
？Or he lacked the discipline, but could it possibly be? Because these are all consequences of that one disobedience.
那为什么这么说？我讲我的感受，我没有意思要去怎么样去解经。
And this is my interpretation, and I'm not trying to wholly define the Bible.
但是在神的眼里，大卫一生只有一次没遵守神的命令。
In God's eye, there's just one time that David were disobedient to his commands.
没有提到他疏于管教。
The Bible didn't say that he was undisciplined towards the children.
没有提到他有一次甚至跟敌人一起要来打以色列人。
And the Bible didn't criticize him for almost going with the Philistines and attack the Israelites.
也没有提他数点百姓的大罪。
And he also did not mention about his pride in numbering the people.
那这个章节一直我是很久不能明白，今天我读给大家听，是列王记上的十五章第五节。
And for the longest time, this verse I could not fully comprehend. And that is from 1 Kings 15:5.
因为大卫除了赫人乌利亚那件事，都是行耶和华眼中看为正的事，一生没有违背耶和华一切所吩咐的。
Except in the matter of Uriah the Hittite, David did what was right in the eyes of the Lord and had not turned aside from anything that he commanded him all the days of his life.
这是圣经的话。
And this is the word of the Lord.
弟兄姐妹们，有没有可能啊，在大卫其他犯的错里面，神有另外的看法呢？
Brother, sister, could it be that in other sins that David has committed that God has a different thought?
也许那个犯错是为了要在软弱的人身上彰显神自己的能力。
Perhaps in other sins, God is perfecting His power, in the weakness of the vessel.
也可能在这个禾场上，神是要借着这件事来启示建殿应该在哪里。
Or when they were in the threshing floor, God is to reveal that the foundation for building the temple is upon.
所以我不是为大卫去开脱。
Judgment, mercy, and forgiveness. So,
yeah. 大卫
So I'm not trying to excuse David.
或者说大卫当时没有责任。
Or, you know, David doesn't have to be held responsible.
那或许神的重点在其他的事上。
But perhaps God has a different emphasis.
那或者大卫虽然软弱犯错，我们都是人。
And just like David, we are all weak and we fall into a sin.
但圣灵的禁止和责备刚一来到，大卫马上就回转了呢。
But when the Holy Spirit came and forbid, and the rebuke came, David repented quickly.
所以神的赦免跟神的这个遮盖马上就来到了。
So therefore, God's forgiveness and His covering also came.
我们不知道答案。
For I truly don't know the answer.
但是在刚才所读的章节里面，神宣告他有一次的不顺从。
But in the verse that we read, God stated only one matter.
这一次他为什么跟其他的犯罪又不一样呢？
That David was disobedient. And how is this any different from other sins?
因为出于他的私欲，他开始只是淫乱。
From the beginning, it was his own selfish desire.
Adultery.
And that started with adultery.
然后呢，他又用另外一个过错要来把这个掩盖住。
And he was trying to cover up with another mistake.
结果就一定要杀人。
Therefore, he committed murder.
然后就一定要做假见证。
And then he has to bear a false testimony.
一错再错。
And sin upon sin.
或者说，他抗拒圣灵一直到底。
Or we can put it this way: he was resist to the Holy Spirit to the end.
抗拒圣灵是最大的罪。
And to disobedient to the Holy Spirit is the greatest sin.
所以大卫自己知道这件事。
And David knew it in his heart.
所以在认罪的时候，他讲啊。在诗篇五十一篇第四节。
So therefore, when David confessed, he said this in Psalm 51, verse 4.
他说：“我向你犯罪，唯独得罪了你，在你眼前行了这恶。
”Against you, you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight.
他得罪了多少的人，多少的家庭，整个国家。
David has sinned against not only the individual but family but the nation.
但是他是一个活在神面前的人，所以他的犯罪，他说我是在神面前，唯独得罪了你。
But before the Lord, David says, I have sinned against you under your sight.
跟前面的章节一样，这也是一个我很久不能体会的章节。
And just like the previous verse in the First King, this is a verse that I did not understand.
很多版本都说 only.唯独我只是得罪了你。
Many version says I sinned only against you.
所以我想他心里是清清楚楚知道，因为这一次的不完全，他一生的顺从在这一次他背逆了。
So I believe that David, he was clear that through this one single act of disobedience that his previous work were abolished.
他不是不承认自己犯的罪。
He did not deny that he has sinned.
No, he's not confessing his sin.
Oh, he is not confessing that he hasn't sinned.
Yeah. 他要说明的是所有罪的根源是因为他抗拒了圣灵。
But he's trying to tell us that all the root of the sin is that disobedient spirit.
他犯了十诫里的很多条。
Indeed, he has transgressed against the Ten Commandments.
但是他首先犯的是前面的条。
But what he has committed are the transgression.
就是拜偶像的罪。
In the first few, and that is he worshipped the idol.
他得罪了神。
He offended against God.
因为圣经里面明明地告诉我们。
For the Bible tells us very clearly.
悖逆的罪与行邪术的罪相等，顽梗的罪与拜虚神和偶像的罪相同。
That the rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft, and the stubbornness is as iniquity to idolatry.
所以大卫的罪是悖逆的罪。
So the sin of David is that rebelling heart.
他在爱神的事上没有顺从。
In regard to loving the Lord, he did not follow through.
所以也愿意我们记得，就在刚才那讲到这个的章节的旁边，他说耶和华最喜悦的还不是燔祭和平安祭。
And at the same scripture, he also tells us that to obey is better than sacrifice.
他喜悦那些岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢？听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的羔油。
Has the Lord have a great delight in burnt offering or sacrifice, as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams.
听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的脂油。
To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat for the rams.
所以弟兄姐妹们，顺从不是说逆来顺受啊。
And brother, sister, to be obedient doesn't mean we just accept everything as they come.
而是凡事要遵行神的旨意。
But it's that we need to obedient to the God's will.
如果圣灵要我们勇敢坚强，那我们也应该听从。
If the Holy Spirit wants us to be strong and courageous, then we shall follow through.
就像以斯帖一样，死就死吧。
And we shall have the heart desire for as Esther.
他胆敢去见王的面。
That I will go see the king and
if I die, I die.
Yeah, if I die, I die.
也许弟兄姐妹们感觉跟随圣灵，我听了多少年了。
And for many brothers and sisters, we might have heard the same message many times.
但每次听完，我还是不知道在生活里面怎么运用。
But after hearing this, I still don't know how to apply it in my life.
其实没有人能够在我们的每件事上给我们具体的指导。
And actually, no man can give you such an instruction.
因为圣灵在每个人每件事上都不同的带领。
Because the Holy Spirit has a freedom to lead in every matter.
一个人找工作的见证可能不一定能照搬到另外一个人找工作的事情上。
The testimony for one person seeking the job does not apply to another.Job seeker.
那一个人他疾病得医治的见证也不一定能照搬到另外一个得疾病的人身上。
The healing for one brother does not apply to another brother who is in sickness.
那我们要从基本来学的话，圣灵或者他是禁止的声音。
If we wanted to learn, then we need to learn and hear whether the Holy Spirit is saying no.
或者是一个催促的声音。
Or it's actually urging us.
或者是让我们忍耐等候。
Or it wants us to be patient and wait.
只要我们向神存着百分之百完全的心。
So long we have 100% trust towards the Lord.
神会在我们向他求问的时候一步步来带领。
God will lead us every step of the way.
到了什么地步我们就要照什么地步行。
And how far he has led us, then that's where we should be.
Yeah, live up to what we already attained.
Okay, we will live up to what we have already attained.
所以重点是在于亲近神上面。
So the importance is that we need to draw near to Him.
跟随圣灵能让约柜的实际在我们身上实现。
To follow the ark can be realized.
如果神与人同在的时候
，If God is with man,
那我们如果让神来做主的时候。
If we let him to be the Lord,
那神的大能要护庇我们。
then His power shall cover us.
基督会被彰显。
And Christ will be manifested.
主会得荣耀。
And He will be glorified.
这就是见证的由来。
And that is the source for our testimony.
下面这整夜我已经没有时间再跟大家交通了。
And I don't have time for an entire message.
那大家知道吗？大卫一直到死都没有看到圣殿。
And brother, sister, do you know that to death, David didn't see the build?
虽然那是他一生的追求。
Even though that was his heart desire.
我在想，有时候就像摩西一样，他一生的目的是带以色列人进到迦南美地。
And I have the same consideration that Moses' heart desire is to lead the Israelites into the land of Canaan.
但是他临死只能远远地看一眼。
But just before he died, he only saw it from afar.
弟兄姐妹们，我们今天有谁在这里能比得上摩西，比得上大卫呢？
Brother, sister, who are we to compare to Moses or David?
但是今天我们却可以天天时时刻刻来享受约柜在我们里面。
But do you know that every day, every moment, we can have the reality of the ark, the presence of the Lord?
我们来享受神的同在。
We can enjoy of His presence.
享受迦南美地一切的丰富。
Enjoy all the riches and abundance of the Canaan.
所以弟兄姐妹们，如果我们轻忽这么大的一个救恩的话，
So brother, sister, if we truly take lightly of such a great salvation,
怎么能够陶醉呢？
How can we be count as a sinless?
那我们就要到神面前羞愧，是站立不住的。
And indeed we'll be count guilty and we cannot stand before him.
今天约柜就是主自己。
And today this ark is the Lord he himself.
应该是我们生活侍奉的中心。
And he should be the center for our pursuit.
愿我们立志只有一件事来亲近神。
May we determine to have just one matter, and that is to draw near to him.
而且学习顺从。
And we will learn the lesson of obedience.
这不单是个人的呼召。
And this is not just a calling for individual.
这是一个团体的呼召。
But it's a calling for everyone.
主升天之后，在五旬节赐下圣灵。
After the Lord's ascension, at the Pentecost, He granted and poured down the Holy Spirit.
从那个时候，教会产生。
And when that happens, the church was born.
教会就是神的殿。
And church is the temple of God.
在以弗所书第二章第十九节到二十二节，这我就结束在这里。
And let me conclude with this. Ephesians 2:19.
这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。
Now you are no longer the stranger and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God.
并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己做房角石。
And having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ He himself is the chief cornerstone.
各房靠他联络得合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。
In whom the whole building being fitted together grows into the holy temple in the Lord.
你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
In whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit.
那我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们感谢你，你有这样一个美好的心意。
Lord, we thank you for such a beautiful heart desire.
我们都被包含在这个里面。
And we are all included in this will.
主啊，你帮助我们。
Help us.
让我们像大卫一样活在你的面前。
So we may be like David, living before your presence.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.